Dancing with the Stars Live was in town last night, and I was able to pull a few strings and get Annie VIP passes to go backstage to meet Supermarket Joe from The Bachelor. And when I say pull a few strings, I mean I think I was supposed to give those away to listeners, so you're welcome.
Sorry,
I hope
listeners.
You pretended that you listened to the station. I know Dan went with you, Annie. I saw
he
a fantastic
did.
Picture
Hell
of the
yeah,
two of
we're
you,
a package deal.
You guys always.
It looked like you guys were having a lot of fun. So I asked Dan to kind of catalog everything that was going on before, during, and after. There's some very funny audio apparently here. So what is the first piece of audio that we're going to hear, Dan?
Okay, this first clip is right before we were going into the meet and greet, and I just kind of wanted to capture Annie's mood at that time.
It's happening. I'm so nervous. It's like actually embarrassing that I feel this way.
You are all dressed up tonight. You're in a spaghetti strap dress. I haven't seen you look so girly since Salt's wedding.
Dan walked in. I was like, I'm in a spaghetti strap dress. It's the dead of winter. I think I should drink a Tito's soda. I don't know who I am anymore. He almost left me because he wasn't supporting me. I mean, I hope his girlfriend's not here because I feel like it'll be really creepy if I'm like, hey, I love you. I know we've never met before, but like I'm in love with you and we're dating now. So you can't date her.
Did you prepare anything or are you just going to get in there and wing it? Do you have anything written down? I mean, this is Supermarket Joe, not Joe Bag of Donuts here.
No, we're winging it, Dan. You and I are wing it people and we're just going to go in there and I'm just going to be myself and he's going to run away. Probably because I'm gonna scare him.
I feel like you're just gonna run in and go for a jumping hug right off.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to do the dirty dancing scene with him, and he's gonna be really, really alarmed.
All right, so I know he's here with his significant other, but between you and me, I don't see no ring on that finger. So if there's chemistry and sparks fly, you're gonna be like, listen, Joe, she's all right, but she's not me.
Dan, I'm not a homewrecker, so I can't break up this relationship, but I feel like we would be three peas in a pod. Like, I would move to L.A. and we'd all be the three best friends anyone could have.
Or you could do a Kennedy thing and you can all be together.
Yeah, maybe. I'll try that out. Hey, Joe, I know you don't know me, but want to be in an open relationship?
Well, you're shooting your shot.
She was dressed to the nines. She looked beautiful.
But
you could tell she was not used to being girly because she left her purse in three different locations.
Oh, my gosh, I did. I did.
Annie does not carry a purse.
No.
It is the most random thing I've ever met in any woman
just
in
everywhere.
Life.
So Annie and Dan at Dance with Stars Live last night, VIP tickets. Where does the meet and greet take place?
It's in the basement of the Box Center. So it's in this cool room. Everybody is so excited. There's like a cash bar. There's a photo booth. Everyone is just waiting in line, chomping at the bit.
And let's talk about these ladies that you talked to in line.
Yes, so this is when we're in line. We were one of the last people for the meet and greet, like group one, group two. We were all the way at the back at group nine. And as it's getting closer to us, you can see the thin veneer of calmness escaping Annie. And she's just like, she's messing with her dress and she's thinking she doesn't think she looks good enough. And these ladies were in front of us in line. They just turned around and like, it's okay, honey.
I told her she looked great. She looks awesome as long as she's not cold.
Yep. We're meeting our grocery store Joe in this line. And this is Annie's celebrity crush.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Do you have any advice for her about to meet her celebrity crush?
Just be yourself.
Okay.
He'll love you.
But you don't know what herself is, though. Okay. That could be terrible advice.
It's a lot. I'm a lot to handle. You know what? I'm a lot, so it's okay.
What should her opening line be?
I was going to go to a place that would not be family friendly, so.
Oh, I can beep it. Let it roll.
Let it roll.
They were awesome. Carrie and Jan. Shout out to Carrie and Jan.
They were so sweet.
We had this one lady come up to us down in the meet and greet area who was clearly a veteran and had done this like every time they come tour.
Yeah.
And she was like explaining us the ropes. She was like, all the stars come down and they mingle. But this year we only have grocery store Joe and Annie's the fire in Annie's eyes.
She was saying it as like a dig and I was like, are you kidding me, Cheryl?
She was like, I love
you. Sharon, you're going to fight me now?
Come on, you don't know him. Like I do.
All right, last piece of audio. So Annie has now met.
I can't believe you didn't take off your hoops and start going.
This is hilarious. It's just seeing the other side of it. You know, we're so used to dealing with celebrities from our side of it. And then this is the total fan experience. I love this.
This is post-meeting Superman Joe.
He is Superman.
Joe.
No, no. Dan, my heart's beating so fast, I'm shaking. I kind of blacked out. I met the first person, and I was like, hi. Then I met him, and I was like, hi, I'm in love with you. I just want you to know, but I'm really happy for you and Kendall. I wish you all the happiness in the world. Oh, okay, thanks, bye. And then I met the other two people. Then we took a group picture, and then I passed out.
And you woke up on the floor.
And I woke up. I couldn't ask him to do the double barrels, the back-to-back guns, because we did a group photo, but it was fine. Like, I got to be next to him, and that's all that matters.
Did he say anything to you?
He was like, oh, thank you so much. He didn't give me the I love you back, but that's fine. We'll get there. We'll get to that point. We're working on it. It's a budding relationship, if you will. I told him, you're going to live in Boston now.
What do you smell like?
Perfect. I don't know. I love him so much. It's like everyone else's like celebrity crush is like Brad Pitt or Leo. Mine's this guy from The Bachelor that got kicked off in night one, but I just am so obsessed with him and I love him so much. Supermarket Joe for life.
Did you speed up that
audio? No, I edited it. No,
we're still working on her breathing.
Quickest I've heard Annie talk ever.
My heart's beating so fast, I'm shaking. I kind of blacked out. I met the first person, and I was like, hi. Then I met him, and I was like, hi, I'm in love with you. I just want you to know, but I'm really happy for you and Kendall. I wish you all the happiness in the world. Okay, thanks, bye. And then my hands are sweating right now thinking
about
it.
You are freaking out, man.
Whoa.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
Kudos to you for being able to handle that. Holy moly.
No, it was awesome getting to see Annie live her best life.
Yes.
That's my girl. I'll go on an adventure with Annie anytime.
Dan comes in the picture, and Joe's like, oh, come in here, buddy. And Dan like got to stand next to him, and I was like, Dan.
I just wanted to know, but I'm really happy for you and Kendall. I wish you all the happiness in the world. Okay, thanks, bye. And then I met the other two people, and we took a group picture, and then I passed out.
Annie, that's not what happened. It's not that Supermarket Joe said, oh, stay in here. He said, get in between me and this crazy woman, because I saw the picture. He literally put a body between you and him because he was scared for his safety.
He was like, who is this handsome bearded fella? Get him in here.
Get him in here. Are you in charge of her?
Are you her wrangler?
Are you?
Annie meeting Supermarket Joe.
I know. I'm a lot. But I
find you someone that looks like Annie looking at Supermarket Joe.
Holy moly.
We also put an awesome picture up on the Mix Instagram if anyone wants to check it out.
All right.
I love it.
Thank you, Annie. Thank you, Dan. I hope you guys had a great time.